Well, good evening. I'm Lance, and welcome to Dozing Off. Dozing Off is a podcast where I'll read you to sleep. I'll read short stories and classic literature in this deep and relaxing tone to allow you to put your overactive mind at ease and doze off. If this episode's title had you a little curious, we'll have something fun for you tonight. Wanted to switch it up a little bit, so what we're gonna do is I have this dictionary here, and I am going to just pick random words, define them for you as a means for you to fall asleep to. I appreciate you for tuning in tonight. And hey, if you're interested in another sleep story each week, a guided meditation, or positive affirmation, feel free to check out Dozing Off on Patreon, and I'll have that linked in the show notes. Thank you for being here, and let's dive in to the dictionary. Tonight, I'll guide you through a journey of words. Each one like a small lantern in the dark, glowing with meaning. There's no story to follow, no place to rush to. Just words and their gentle definitions carrying you into rest. So let's see. Okay, let's get started here. Ablution. The act of washing oneself, often for ritual or ceremony. Brevity. Concise and exact use of words in writing or speech. Collisionous. Misty, dark, or obscure. Dulcet. Sweet and soothing, especially of sound. Ephemeral. Lasting for only a very short time. Felicity. Intense happiness, the ability to find perfect expression. Gossamer. Something light, delicate, and insubstantial, like a spider's web. Halcyon. A period of time that was idyllically happy and peaceful. Ineffable. Too great, too extreme to be expressed in words. Jocular. Playful, humorous, fond of joking. Kismet. Destiny or fate. Lilt. The gentle rise and fall of the voice when speaking. Mellifluous. Smooth, musical, pleasing to the ear. Nebulous. Hazy, vague, undefined. Oblivion. The state of being unaware, unconscious of what is happening. Petrichor. The earthy, pleasant smell after rainfall. Quintessence. The most perfect, most typical example of something. Resonance. A sound, deep, full, reverberating. Serendipity. The chance discovery of happy or beneficial things. Tranquility. The state of being calm and peaceful. Umbra. The shaded inner region of a window. Velikar. The wistful feeling of being inside a used bookstore. Winsome. Attractive, appealing, fresh, and innocent. Xenial. Hospitality, kindness to strangers and guests. Yearn. An intense feeling of longing, reaching for something not here yet. Zephyr. A soft, gentle breeze. Amaranthine. Undying, everlasting, or a deep purple-red hue. Balter. To dance clumsily but with joy. Sonorous. A sound that is full, deep, rich. Lacuna. A gap, an unfilled space, something missing. Aureate. Golden in color, also eloquent or highly ornamental in style. Benevolent. Well-meaning and kindly. Candescent. Glowing with heat, luminous. Diaphanous. Light, delicate, and translucent. Effervescent. Bubbling, sparkling, lively. Fallow. Land left unplanted, also inactive or unproductive. Glaucous. Having a pale bluish green or grayish appearance. Halitus. Breath. Vapor. Incandescent. Emitting light as a result of being heated, full of strong emotion. Jubilation. Great happiness and triumph. range of knowledge or understanding. Labyrinthine. Intricate and confusing like a maze. Luminous. Full of or shedding light, bright or radiant. Mnemosyne. The Greek goddess of memory. Noctilucent, glowing or shining at night. Opaline, showing varying colors like an opal. Palimpsest, something reused or altered, but still bearing traces of its earlier form. Quiescent, in a state of inactivity or dormancy. Reverie, a state of being pleasantly lost in one's thoughts, a daydream. Susurrus, whispering, murmuring, or rustling sound. Talisman. An object believed to bring good luck or protection. Umbrage. Shade or shadow, also offense or annoyance. Viridescent, slightly green, tinged with green. Whispering, speaking softly with little or no vibration of the vocal cords. Xylograph, an engraving on wood or a print from such engraving. Yonder, at some distance in the direction indicated, over there. Zenith, the highest point, peak, or culmination. Aeonian, eternal, everlasting. Bucolic, relating to the pleasant aspects of the countryside. Chiaroscuro, the treatment of light and shade in art or nature. Dappled, marked with spots or rounded patches of color or light. Ethereal, extremely delicate, light and airy, heavenly. Fugacious, fleeting, lasting a very short time. Gleaming, shining brightly, especially with reflected light. Hypnagogic, relating to the state immediately before falling asleep. Iridescent, showing luminous colors that change when seen from different angles. Juno-esque. Stately, imposing, and beautiful. Kaleidoscopic. Constantly changing, showing a variety of patterns or colors. Lacustrine. Relating to or associating with lakes. Meridian. A circle of constant longitude, also the highest point of development. Nacreous. Resembling mother of pearl, iridescent. Ondine. A water nymph in European mythology. Penumbra. The partially shaded outer region of a shadow. Quaint. Attractively unusual or old-fashioned. Rhapsody. An effusively enthusiastic or ecstatic expression of feeling. Sylvan. Relating to the woods or forest. Tenebrous. Dark, shadowy, or obscure. Undulation. A smooth wave-like motion. Vestige. A trace of something that is disappearing or no longer exists. Wistful. Having or showing a feeling of vague longing. Alpine glow. The rosy light of the setting or rising sun seen on mountains. Brummel. Relating to winter, wintry. Cymatic. Relating to the study of visible sound vibrations. Dulcimer. A sweet-toned stringed instrument. Evanescent. Soon passing out of sight, memory, or existence. Quickly fading. Fluvial. Of or relating to rivers. Gloaming. Twilight, dusk. Hyraith. A deep longing for a home you cannot return to, or that never was. Inure. To become accustomed to something, especially something unpleasant. Jasmine. A fragrant flower often used in perfumes and teas. Lucent. Glowing with light, luminous. Murmuration. A phenomenon where starlings fly in coordinated, fluid patterns. Nival. Relating to or growing in snowy regions. Oasis, a fertile spot in a desert where water is found. Plenitude, in abundance, a great quantity. Quietude, a state of stillness, calmness, and quiet. Riparian, relating to or situated on the banks of a river. Solivagant, a solitary wanderer. Thaumaturgy, the performance of miracles or magic. That was 100. That was so much fun. And so the words settle, like leaves drifting onto still water. May their quiet meanings linger with you, guiding you into calmness, into stillness, and hopefully, into sleep. Good night.